This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we'll be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide. Tom Appel is standing by, and we're going to be talking everything from Tesla's Cybertruck to some really interesting offerings from the Los Angeles Auto Show to the Mole Car and funny bits as well. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number. It's toll-free, so feel free. It is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer, you can shoot me an email. It's very easy. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Right now, let's go to suburban Chicago and bring forth one of our regular contributors. Here he is, a radio talk show host and publisher of Consumer Guide, Mr. Tom Appel. Welcome back to the show. How you doing, Tom?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, like I said, you're now officially a radio host. You've got a great podcast which is rolled out, and you got a fresh one that just went out there today.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for asking. Yeah, we're on our fifth episode now, primarily me and our senior editor, Damon Bell, working to get this thing together, and we're having a lot of fun with it. We're getting some pretty good reviews early on, but this is just a great chance for us to sort of get to the stuff we never have time to write about. The show's a lot of fun. We cover new topics. We talk about what's on our blog, and additionally, Damon and I just spent some time talking about what's going on in the news in a way that's difficult to encapsulate in an article. So it's just a great new medium for us, and we invite people to check it out. It's the Consumer Guide Car Stuff Podcast. You can go to consumerguide.com and listen to it there, but it's also on every single major podcast platform.
Wonderful. Let's begin our talk here today with the truck that everybody seems to be talking about. Even it's been quite a few days since its reveal, but nevertheless, it continues to be in the news. It's from Tesla, and it's the Cybertruck. You did an article on the design language of the Cybertruck, and I have some really interesting observations. Tell us a little bit more about the piece.
Yeah, the Cybertruck, absolutely. People who haven't seen a picture of the Cybertruck are going to want to do so. You can go to consumerguide.com and check out the article I wrote about it. But the styling is absolutely controversial. It's the most flattering description I've heard is it looks like something that a seventh grader might have doodled on the back of a notebook. It is very sort of space-agey, angular, and it doesn't look like a truck at all. And I noticed that it looks a little bit like a cross between a DeLorean and a vehicle from a children's show back in the 70s called Arc 2, which was this large stainless steel truck. But, yeah, all sorts of controversy surrounding this truck, and I'm amazed by the extent to which traditional truck lovers are angered by this vehicle.
Yeah, it seems to upset a lot of people, everything from us automotive journalists. There are a couple of them that are totally focused on this vehicle and have written and been talking about it. And then regular truck folks are upset, maybe because it definitely breaks the rules when it comes to truck design. And it's a rather goofy-looking machine. I mean, I know it's trying to be very modern, but nevertheless, in execution form, it's quite strange. And also quite strange was the demonstration which went on with the vehicle at its invitation-only debut during the Los Angeles Auto Show Media Days, in which they took a sledgehammer to the side of the vehicle, and they did this multiple times in practice before the actual event, and that I've never seen before. What did you think of that one, Tom?
Yeah, it's funny that this isn't the big story, that the glass shattered when it was being demonstrated to be shattered proof. You think that would have been the big story, but it turned out not to be. And I think that part of what's happening here, and I think we know this now from years of covering Tesla, is that Tesla doesn't really work with the traditional automotive media. It's a big fan of the tech media, which is very friendly to Tesla. And this invitation-only event that took place in the aftermath of the LA Auto Show was one of those events. There weren't a lot of people there from the traditional automotive media, but lots of really Tesla-friendly tech writers were there. And so the story about the windows being shattered didn't get near the play that it deserved. Additionally, the styling, you know, we're all looking at the styling here from pictures because there weren't a lot of us there at this event.
Oh, absolutely. And certainly the ball shattering the glass, and they've done investigative work after the fact saying that perhaps the blows by the sledgehammer cracked the bottom of the glass or changed the seal of the glass. So some people are still talking about this, and you're absolutely right about Tesla's treatment of the automotive media. They definitely seem to shy away from it traditionally, except for a few outlets. I know Motor Trend had the Model S 1 year as its car of the year, so they got a Model S for an entire year. But traditional press loans are a rarity to traditional automotive journalists.
Yeah, and that's what's happening now with the truck writers. The car writers had their chance to be mad. Now the truck writers have their chance. I think we can enjoy a couple years of the truck writers being mad at Tesla.
It will be interesting to see if it truly does roll out in this configuration and if it truly is going to be a bestseller like Tesla has been proclaiming in the media. And you're absolutely right about there are certain members of the media, there are certain outlets. There's a guy that does a automotive daily kind of newsletter, and it's so skewed towards Tesla that a couple of times I've written notes back to him saying, you know, Tesla only serves X percentage of the sales on a yearly basis. You know, why are you writing but nothing but the Tesla? But there are a number of people that just seem to be mesmerized and have devoted their platform to anything and everything to help the Tesla brand.
Yeah, it's very strange. And it's interesting, too, because it demonstrates a certain lack of willingness to accept any sort of change on the truck side. The truck writers are... We think about the Nissan Titan, for example, or the Toyota Tacoma, both of which came in to challenge the traditional big three automakers. And in each case, those vehicles were very much like the vehicles they were challenging, and different really only in trim, features, and powertrain. But this is all new now. We're talking about an all-electric vehicle, and what's interesting is that Ford and Chevrolet, or I should say Ford and General Motors, are working on all-electric pickups as we speak. And that's really where the head-to-head competition is going to come. And to be mad or not mad about the Tesla model, or what is this called? I'm sorry, this Tesla Cybertruck at this point is silly. It's news. It's interesting. It's interesting that Tesla's going to try to get into this segment because no one has successfully gotten into it apart from the Detroit 3. So, yeah, let the battle begin.
Absolutely. We'll be along for the ride. Let's talk about some of the other vehicles that have been through the garage lately at Consumer Guide Automotive. And you can read about all this stuff in the blog at consumerguide.com, The Daily Drive. I would recommend you checking that out. And let's begin by talking about what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the hour. We're going to be talking about the Toyota RAV4 Hybrid Unlimited. We're going to talk about a brand new Cadillac, and we've got some really cool stuff as well, including some advertisements that were very popular during the Depression era, and they're going to surprise you. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
The Cybertruck is still on the discussion table. If any of our listeners would like to chime in with their thoughts about the vehicle, why don't we see what we've got email-wise here, bob@autoworldradio.com. I've got a couple of people writing in already, and of course, telephone-wise, if you want to get a hold of us, it's 855-660-4261. Recently, the Consumer Guide editors had an opportunity to take for a test drive the 2019 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid Limited. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. This is a vehicle that is very, very popular these days. And like a number of offerings in the same category, the Honda Pilot, the RAV4 has really grown considerably since the original concept and the original production models actually came into existence. It doesn't even really compare whatsoever. It's an entirely different class.
Yeah, the RAV4, we still keep it in the compact crossover class, but you're right, Bob. It has grown substantially since its inception, gosh, what is it, 20-some years ago. But the RAV4 is a bigger vehicle now, and it's as big as what the Highlander really was not too many generations ago. And it is now, I believe, for 2018, it was the best-selling non-pickup in the country, and I think it will be again for 2019, and for a lot of good reasons. It was redesigned last year. Mostly it got better. If you were bigger or a taller person, it probably didn't get better for you because front seat space was actually compromised slightly, but there's more passenger space, there's a longer wheelbase, it rides better, it handles better, and there is now a hybrid version of the vehicle. Which Consumer Guide tested. And the hybrid comes with all-wheel drive. There's no way to get it otherwise because the drive system includes putting power through the rear wheels. But the hybrid system at Toyota, and you got to congratulate Toyota for this, is really transparent. Almost all of Toyota's hybrids are really smooth in operation and kind of transparent in operation to the driver. But we got some exceptional mileage for a passenger-friendly vehicle. We saw better than 40 mpg in a vehicle that has good power. Doesn't cost that much money. Ours was very well equipped at $41,000. There's a lot of options here you could have gone without. But really worth a look if you're looking for a smaller crossover.
Yes, and definitely you've given this vehicle some very high marks for fuel economy, cargo capacity, and high-tech features, and also on the road, how it drives, acceleration, the control layout, and the overall road manners. I can see why this vehicle is popular, and I can see more and more of these being sold as Toyota continues to have its very heavy share of the hybrid marketplace. Just another one. Let's talk about another compact crossover, this time from the folks at Cadillac. This is an all-new vehicle. Tell us all about it, Tom.
Yeah, for the first time in the company's history, Cadillac has rolled out a compact crossover and a vehicle it badly needed. Cadillac sales have been floundering for a few years now, actually for a better part of a decade. And part of the problem was a heavy emphasis on sedans and coupes and not that many crossovers. The XT5 midsize crossover was really the only crossover in the lineup. And, of course, there was the Escalade and the Escalade ESV, which are far too big for most consumers. And if you don't need to tow or move something heavy, it's kind of a silly vehicle to own. But last year, Cadillac did roll out finally the XT4, which is a compact crossover. It is stylish. It is roomy. It is nicely put together. It is not, however, and it's a little bit disappointing in this regard, as dynamically tuned as, say, anything from BMW or Mercedes. It's more of a cruiser than a sporty vehicle, but I think it deserves a place on people's shopping lists.
Yes, it most certainly does, and very much needed, as you said, in the Cadillac lineup. And again, folks, check it out at the Daily Drive, the complete specs on this Cadillac XT4 Sport. Tom, let's talk about a piece that you put together featuring some Depression-era automotive ads. This is just a great piece, and the one that you've got is the kind of tag in the opening of the piece. I got a real kick out of the faces on these people that are looking up. The tagline on the ad is, "Looks like a rich rich man, and there's a whole lot of people who look like they're looking up in the sky at this tremendous vehicle that is launching itself into the air. But what a strange ad.
Yeah, the Depression was a really interesting era for the automotive industry, because one of the interesting things that happened was by 1929, the auto industry had sort of fallen into place. It was still very new, but brands had become what they were going to be, and there was Packard and Lincoln and Cadillac towards the top, and Chevy and Plymouth were already, and Ford were already established as sort of these often call them the low price three, and these things were established, and then the Depression came along and changed everything. Suddenly, if you had money, it wasn't really that cool to be driving something expensive, and a lot of people who had money no longer had money, and these middle-level and higher-level cars were scrambling to find buyers. Meanwhile, cars at the bottom, the Chevy, the Ford, and the Plymouth, were still selling pretty well because the market was still expanding, even though there was a depression. And the ads reflect these interesting changes where even Packard is running ads suggesting that they're not as expensive as they seem. Meanwhile, Chevy and Ford are running ads sort of suggesting that their cars are a little bit more high-end than they seem to try to get wealthy people who don't want to look too wealthy during a recession or depression. So it's a really, really weird, turbulent period, and the ads reflect this sort of uncertainty of the era. And these are just fascinating ads to pour through.
There are some familiar names here, and there's also a number of manufacturers that lots of people have probably never heard of, like that cover vehicle of the 1939 Graham. There's one you don't hear about very often, to say the least. And, of course, you've got some really great graphics in some of these vehicles. And you can't believe the prices. The price of a Chevrolet here with six cylinders. Save with six cylinders with more. You sacrifice the economy of operation with less. You sacrifice the economy of upkeep. Chevrolet, $445. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, with a single ATM withdrawal, you could have purchased a Chevrolet back in 1932, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And here's an interesting ad for a 1933 Dodge, once again, plugging the six-cylinder engine just a few dollars more than the lowest-priced cars. There's a new car. This is a Pontiac, 1933. There's a new car in the low-price field. It's got a big straight 8, 115-inch wheelbase, only $584. Those are prices that we'll never see again, unfortunately, but the world has changed a lot. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A group of Iranian protesters demanded that the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, step down after the government said that its military had mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian plane, killing all 176 people on board. Also, Iran briefly detained the British ambassador to Iran.
British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab slammed the Iranian action as breaking all international law. The protesters in Iran expressed anger at what they perceived as an initial cover-up on the cause of the crash. Prior to Iran's admission, it had denied shooting down the plane. Those aboard the doomed flight included 82 Iranians, 63 Canadians, and 11 Ukrainians, including the 9 crew members. 10 passengers were from Sweden, 4 from Afghanistan, 3 from Germany, and 3 from the UK. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly. With no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there?
Thanks so much for joining us here today. Kudos to Jay Leno and his popular show, Jay's Garage, and that's a good piece of broadcasting put together by the folks at CNBC. I'm a fan of that show. Tom Appel is with us. I'm also a huge fan of Consumer Guide, have been since I was a kid, and the publisher of Consumer Guide is with us, one of our regular contributors, Tom Appel. And Tom, we're now up to the 50th anniversary edition of Nissan's Z car. This is the 2020 370Z 50th anniversary edition. That is hard to believe that this vehicle has been around that long.
It is, yeah, and it's kind of a sad thing, too, because this is about the end of the line for the car. Nissan does not have plans to replace this vehicle, and the current generation is going away soon. But if we look on the bright side, the 50th anniversary is out, and they have made a special edition. That vehicle comes with special graphics, and it's pretty crazy looking. This would be a fun thing to commute in because no one will miss you.
Yeah, it's got some very unusual styling cues, and the paint scheme, red and white, is definitely attention-getting. How about for big and tall guys? I would imagine this vehicle would be a little bit of a tight fit for those folks. Tell us a little bit about how you rated it in that department.
Yeah, it's just a little bit under, well, not a little bit, a bit under our threshold for big and tall friendly. Both Damon and I, Damon's our resident 6'6" tall person, a 6'6" tall person on staff, and I'm the big guy on staff. We both gave it a C minus. It's relatively comfortable once you're inside, but getting in and out is difficult. The door openings are a little small, and the roof is very low. Additionally, if you're tall, Damon reports, the roof does extend a little bit past your head forward, so it's difficult to see lights and things like that above the car.
I can see that happening definitely as you do get into the vehicle in some very low seats. It's wonderful how this design, which when it first was revealed was somewhat controversial, everything from its slightly awkward door latches to a number of other features in the car. There's a rear tower brace in the back, which takes up quite a bit of its hatchback storage room. But nevertheless, the Z car has been strong, and certainly engine-wise, you can't overlook that six-cylinder engine, the VQ cylinder engine. This one is 3.7 liters now in size, 332 horsepower. You had the six-speed manual. There's also the available automatic transmission as well. But it stayed pretty fresh considering how long this vehicle has been out. And I, too, am sad that it's not going to be replaced by another rendition of the Z car.
Yeah, there's actually some talk that there'll be some vehicle that will use the same sort of Z nomenclature that will be a crossover, and this would not be unlike Ford doing a Mach-E version of the Mustang, their new electric crossover. So we'll see what happens, but the market for, unfortunately, the market for sports cars is fast evaporating, which is a terrible shame, but that's the reality of it. There's just no money here for Nissan to chase, so we're going to see this car go away. The convertible is already gone, as I understand it, but there is still a manual transmission, so that's on the plus side.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide, and we're talking all about some of the vehicles that have been through the garage at Consumer Guide in recent times. Tom, why don't you remind folks of all the wonderful things that you've got each and every week at the blog, The Daily Drive at Consumer Guide?
Yeah, Consumer Guide's been around since 1967. I'm proud to be only the third, really the second publisher of that organization. Our staff has been around for a while. We know what we're talking about, and I'm proud to work with those guys. At ConsumerGuide.com, we have our new car and used car reviews. If you go to ConsumerGuide.com, you can get to our blog, and that's where the fun stuff happens. We have old car stuff. We have in-depth new car reveals. And going up Tuesday will be our complete list of best buys, so that's worth checking out, too. Our current podcast also covers the best buys, so if you want a sneak peek, really a sneak listen, you can listen to the current podcast, which is available.
That's great. There was a lot of coverage that you had about the L.A. Auto Show, and including the introduction of an all-electric Porsche years ago. That would have been considered impossible, but Porsche has already played in that category with their 918 Spyder, which was a combination of electric motors with a traditional engine as well. But this vehicle looks a lot like its cousin or sibling, the Panamera. This is the brand new Porsche Taycan all-electric midsize sedan. Interesting look.
It's an interesting look, and it's interesting too that it's a sedan, and in size and not really in purpose, it's a little bit like the Tesla Model S. Tesla launched this vehicle earlier with vehicles called the Turbo and Turbo S editions, which is funny because, of course, it's an electric car. There's no need for a turbo, but in keeping with the corporate branding structure, the highest performance and most expensive versions of the Taycan will be called Turbo and Turbo S, and those are expensive. Those run about $180,000 or so. What we saw in L.A. was the U.S. Reveal of the Taycan S, which is a little bit more affordable. They start just over $100,000. I'm sorry, the S and 4S. So that's rear drive or all-wheel drive. These are a little bit lower range, a little bit lower performance, but a lot more affordable if $100,000 is affordable to you. And we will probably see other versions of this, including the GTS version, coming soon.
And that was one of the stars of the LA Auto Show. In addition, of course, we talked about the Mach-E from Ford, the Mustang Mach-E, which surprised a lot of folks. Volkswagen showed off a very unusual design. It's a VIZ VIZZ ION. The V-Zone concept vehicle is Volkswagen. Seems to, well, I should give the full description, the Volkswagen ID space Vision concept, and this is another very uniquely styled offering from the Volkswagen brand. Definitely that would raise a few eyebrows.
Yeah, Volkswagen is on the verge of releasing a number of electric vehicles as part of its new ID program. All their electric vehicles will be ID something. There's an ID3, which is a small hatchback coming in Europe very soon. The U.S. is going to see something called the ID4, which is a small crossover. Those vehicles are both pure electrics. And the ID Vision concept, which I'm probably wildly mispronouncing, is a really good-looking wagon that I hope sees production. This looks to be roughly the size of what was the Jetta Sport Wagon, but an attractive vehicle, would be all electric and would be added to the Volkswagen ID family along with the ID Buzz, which looks for all the world like an old microbus. So we'll see what Volkswagen can do with this. The world does not seem to be ready for electric cars, but Volkswagen does seem to be ready to sell a lot of them. So
that is true.
There's a lot of story there to watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of manufacturers that are diving headfirst into that electric pool, and as you point out, Tom, it's the demand for electrics isn't quite there yet, so it's going to be interesting to watch how the automakers proceed with these offerings. One of the vehicles at the LA Auto Show that has gotten a lot of good press and good buzz is from Lincoln. This is the 2021 Lincoln Corsair Grand Touring, and when we come back on the other side, we'll have you tell us all about this vehicle. Again, folks, if you'd like to chime in on the Tesla, so far I've gotten a couple of emails here, mainly folks complaining about the design. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call at 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod
Lincoln? That's the first car we're going to talk about in this segment of Auto World. And by the way, Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or whether you're brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning some extra income or rent, and use a special code AutoWorld to save $50 off your next rental. That's AutoWorld, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. And it certainly is a very cool site, so come on there when you get a chance. Let's talk about this new Lincoln, the Corsair. What platform is this built on, Tom? I haven't read too much about this vehicle.
Yeah, the Lincoln Corsair replaces the MKC in Lincoln's lineup, and it shares its architecture with the Ford Escape.
Okay. All right, that makes sense, and this means a more compact offering gives Lincoln an entrance into that segment as well.
Yeah, it does, and what they've done in L.A. was revealed a vehicle called the Grand Touring. The MKC was replaced by the Corsair, completing Lincoln's move away from the confusing alphanumeric naming structure to model names. So there are no longer any model names in the Lincoln lineup except for the holdover sedan, which goes away soon, and that's the MKZ. But what Corsair showed, what Lincoln showed in L.A. was the Corsair Grand Touring, which is the plug-in hybrid version of the vehicle. And they're not going to call it hybrid or plug-in or anything like that. They're calling it Grand Touring, and they're making it the top trim level. And what it does is the Grand Touring will split the horsepower between the base 2-liter engine and the available 2.3-liter. Both of those are turbocharged with a plug-in hybrid. That's relatively stout, 266 horsepower, and may feel better than that sounds because the torque from electric motors generally provides more power than the horsepower kilowatt-hour numbers suggest. But what you have here is a vehicle with a 14 kilowatt-hour battery that, if you plug it in, will give you 25 miles of claimed electric range plus additional horsepower. So we'll see how that works for Lincoln, and selling it as a premium version or a premium part of the lineup is an interesting play as well.
It most definitely is. Los Angeles was just chock full of a lot of different unveils, including a number of hybrid and electric offerings. That definitely always seems to be the stars of the LA Auto Show, as they embrace everything green in LA. But here's one that doesn't necessarily embrace the green. It embraces the past. The Dodge Challenger once again gives us car guys some limited edition vehicles. This is the 50th anniversary editions of the Dodge Challenger, and some very interesting colors here, Tom, and they're not building a whole lot of these. Tell us all about this Challenger. I know you and I have talked in the past about all the different incarnations of the Challenger. Well, it just got a whole lot more complicated.
Yeah, for 2020, the 50th anniversary of the Dodge Challenger, and the Challenger's had a very strange history. Mostly it's been a muscle car, but there was a period in there where there was a front dive version in the 80s that was based on a French platform adopted from Senta. So don't let Dodge let you forget that. There was a front drive car in there. But yeah, 50 years of Challenger, they're celebrating with all sorts of special trim and color versions of this vehicle. I'm sure the pictures look good and the colors are fun, but we have a joke at the office that if you wanted to buy the rarest of Challengers, buy one that isn't special edition.
That is a very good joke indeed. And these vehicles are going to be built in very limited numbers. And, of course, a lot of the old blasts from the past colors are here. Tor Red, F8 Green, Go Mangle. And there's also some new colors, though. There's one called Frostbite, Hell Raisin, Cinnamon Stick, and Gold Rush. And bucking the trend of black wheels, it's interesting that these limited edition Challengers has some silver colored wheels. That's something we haven't seen as a highlighted feature for a while.
No, I'm kind of liking the blackout hood and roof treatment as well, which I don't think we've seen on a Challenger yet. It seems like the Challenger canvas offers unlimited painting possibilities for the Challenger marketers. But yeah, it's astonishing the extent to which they can keep this car fresh.
Absolutely. Los Angeles also is known for convertibles, and certainly one of the more elegant and upscale vehicles made its debut there, the 2021 Lincoln LC500 convertible. I remember being at the Detroit Auto Show when the concept Lincoln that really was the bones of this now production vehicle was unveiled, and I said to the Toyota representative, you know, I need a retractable hardtop convertible. Well, I know it wasn't me who did it, but I've got the tape to prove it. I got a video actually to prove it.
Yeah, this is a great-looking car, and arguably the Lexus LC, which I think is a beautiful car anyway, looks even better as a convertible. One of the photo car that they're using right now to promote the vehicle is blue, and it's flat-out gorgeous. This is slightly more limited in availability than is the coupe. The coupe is available in a hybrid form as well. The coupe is not, or the convertible is not, just with the very robust 5-liter V8. But again, if you like the look of something exotic like a Ferrari, but you want Lexus reliability, lower insurance costs, and much better resale value, seriously consider the Lexus LC. It is a joy to drive, if not as overtly sporty as some supercars.
Tom, you've done a great job as usual with this gallery of classic rental car ads. You call the story Travel Madness, and there's a great picture of a Lincoln and a gentleman walking away on his cell phone, which looks like a cordless regular phone. Back in the days when cell phones were quite large in size, it looks so funny in print here. What a great story.
That is perhaps the single most 80s pictures I've ever seen. That Lincoln Town Car was just it was drawn with straight edges. There isn't a curve on that car. Yeah, and that guy's cell phone must weigh 10 pounds. And I love that it says arrive in style in the ad, and yet there's a budget license plate on the front of the vehicle, which seems to sort of undermine the entire attempt to look classy.
And I mentioned the Mustang Mark E. This was a vehicle that surprised lots of folks. And what do you think? Is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the Mark E sharing the Mustang name? I have kind of mixed feelings about it, but a lot of people say, well, it's okay to have a four-door Mustang, and it's okay to expand the brand Mustang. I know that there are a few people are upset about it, but certainly this gathered a whole lot of attention.
It did, and I think Ford needed to do this. You and I were just talking about how electric cars are just not being accepted by the general public, but a few are. The Teslas are, and I think the Porsche Taycan may generate some interest. But I think if it's not sporty or high interest, I don't think the public's going to go for it. And I saw an article written by another journalist that was something like how Ford took a mediocre electric crossover and turned it into the hottest thing at the LA Auto Show. And I think that's what's happened here. They've used the Mustang name and they've decided to skew this vehicle towards sporty, and I think it could be a hit. I don't know that the styling cues say Mustang as much as you might suspect they will, but the prices are not high. The performance they're promising is very high, and this might be the way to start to generate interest in electric vehicles, if in fact you can promise that they're sporty, because that is our hurdle. The general public thinks electric cars are slow, and that is not necessarily the case.
Absolutely, and to prove it, this is Ford's first purpose-built, regular production, pure electric vehicle. So there's no gasoline engine present. This is not a hybrid. This
right.
is a true electric vehicle, and certainly styling-wise, it looks sporty enough, and it probably will do well. You got a great story. I just have to plug about the cars of Ford versus Ferrari. Folks, log on to the Daily Drive and check that story out. In the meantime, Tom Appel, time has just absolutely flown here. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't forget to check out DriveShare by Hagerty, driveshare.com.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.